A long and contentious process to rezone schools on the Upper West Side ended in approval last night. And by ended, we mean the very first step in redrawing the school zones is over. What's left is actually implementing the program. Now WNYC's Yasmin Khan will join us by Skype to talk about how it all went down and what's ahead. Yas, good morning.
Good morning.
So these changes affect 11 schools west of Central Park. We've talked before about how this big, somewhat messy rezoning plan sparked a lot of opposition from some parents. So it passed. It's done. It's happening. What ultimately got the plan to pass?
Well, it actually had near unanimous support from the people at least tasked with voting on it. This is every school district has a community education council made up of parent volunteers and God bless them. Their only responsibility or power is to vote on zone lines. Mm-hmm. The plans are meant to address overcrowding and school segregation. Supporters of the new zone lines say the plan's not perfect by any stretch, but it's a good start. It's broad, affecting schools over a swath of more than 50 blocks. And besides redrawing zone lines, it actually involves resiting three schools. So it's complex. There are a lot of moving parts, and there's this feeling among supporters of the rezoning that it could at least start to address segregated schools in the most southern part of the district because there is such a reshuffling of school assignments.
And Yas, did some of the parents who were opposed to the plan ultimately change their mind? How did that happen?
Well, you know, first let me say that there were many parents who were in favor of changes, you know, even if it meant being resited or zoned out of a school they wanted. And I think that's important to mention because opposition was very loud. For those who were opposed, I think things ended on a pretty sour note, actually. The tenor of the debate became more bitter over time. There was, you know, disagreement to the end with some of the content of the proposal, like where the zone lines were drawn. But many just found the whole process totally frustrating. Over and over again, I heard that parents wanted more dialogue, you know, actual conversation, not just, you know, a public hearing where they can get up and talk for 2 minutes. And especially for a rezoning that seeks to blend families in a neighborhood, you know, that might be segregated by race and class, people think there needs to be more candid talk about historic segregation and disparities before new zone lines are ever drawn.
Okay, WNYC education reporter Yasmin Khan. Yas, thanks so much.
Thank you.